Holy and divine one, both Amma and Abba, I ask that you allow me to speak clearly, honestly, and to exemplify the spirit of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I promise not to talk too long today. Hard to follow what we've just seen and heard. So, amazing grace.
Yes. Yes.
Saving grace. Magnificent grace. Stupendous grace. There are more types of grace and words to define it than we can think of as it relates to God. And we all have a different feeling in our heart and our soul when we hear the word grace. And we all have our own. And for me, grace is the freedom. And it took me a long time to get there, of knowing completely in every fiber of my being that God loves me. And Ruth and Bobby, separately and together, had that gift. This is not to denigrate anybody, but sometimes you meet a couple and the aura of that couple says they are completely in love. The smiles, the attentiveness, the looks, both when they were looking at each other and maybe one when the other was speaking and the other one was looking. It was so evident. Grace is there for the taking. And not only did they take it, they grabbed it strong enough to strangle the living daylights out of it. My feelings and impression of Bobby in the best sense of the words I will say, that's what he was, and that was, he was a man child. One of the things I love about this church is almost all of us are huggers. I know the family is. Sometimes some men aren't real wild about hugs.
You know, we gotta look tough.
Bobby liked hugs.
He did.
And the first time I ever hugged him is a picture of him that'll never leave me. I went like this, and he kind of put his head down, and he put his head into the crook of that, almost like he was nuzzling into my neck. And he would sort of look up, just like he just looked like he was 5 years old. And that will be something that will stay with me forever. He studied Judaism for a long, long time in his life. My wife is Jewish. We both had what most people would say a kind of scary sense of humor. We related on a lot of things about movies and shows and books and He was what I call sneaky funny. Whenever he talked, he made me look at something differently than I had. I will so miss him being here. We have many people in this church today, and I will be the last one ever in the position that I'm in to tell anybody that they have to believe something or not believe something or believe one way. Having studied every religion, faith, spiritual program virtually in the world, the good ones, I'll come back to the same thing. Treat people well, love them. That's what it's about. But I do believe, whatever power you believe of in the universe, whatever you call it, this ain't the end. It just isn't. And I don't know exactly where we go. I can't tell you because I haven't been there yet. But there's somewhere. And I firmly believe in my heart and soul that it is good. And as you just saw a second ago, I started to reach for this banister and almost slipped. If I had fallen down, you would have heard Bobby laughing so much. And the thing is, I'd have been laughing right with him. He's in a great place. And the horror of this is that we don't have him here. Temporarily. I wouldn't be standing up here if I didn't believe that you all will be reunited in the best possible way. We don't know how that, what form that takes or what it is, but it'll be good. Lastly, and then I will be quiet, at least for a while. When things like this happen, when there are catastrophes, when there is death and sadness, just this morning to show you that every day these things happen, we have a wonderful woman that works in our office part-time. Her sister-in-law has been very ill for a long time. Literally on the drive here to serve in this service, her sister-in-law passed away on the road here. Shame, and I don't like to use shame to make anybody do anything, but it is a shame. When these things happen, we all unite. We feel love. We feel brother and sisterly love. We feel connected. But too quickly, that will dissipate. And things will go back to normal, quote unquote. We have got to hold on to the feeling that is in this church right now, to the best of our ability. Don't let resentments and grudges fester. Don't forget to say, I love you, to people that you care about. Right now, if you want to, but definitely don't let the rest of an hour go by and not do it. Because you never know. And the last thing I will say about Bobby and Ruth, and I will sit down, what came through with them, they didn't look back, worry about that stuff, the past. Anything there. They weren't so far ahead. They were in the moment with each other. And that's why time is irrelevant. Because for the time they were together, they were loving each other every second. We all need to strive to keep that in our mind and hearts with everyone that we love. Amen.
Amen.